Hello, this is Bayside Adventures, and I'm excited. Dean, how are you?
I'm very well, Chuck. Yourself?
I'm very excited because we actually had a fish yesterday.
You did too.
I don't believe it.
And you sent me some absolutely outstanding photos, and you made me very, very jealous.
While you're at work. I love doing that to you.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, so you're well?
I'm very well.
Now, let's just start off with Carlton. You sent me this thing on Facebook. Come on, the Blues.
Oh, come on, the Blues. Go? Yes, yes, yes. Well, you do know that I'm originally from New South Wales and NRL is my sport.
Yeah.
And State of Origin was on last night and I religiously like to follow State of Origin and for some stupid reason, I still go for New South Wales, who have not won a... Well, they won a series 2 years ago, but they've lost sort of eight in a row.
So they're the ones wearing the blue.
They're the ones who are wearing the blue.
Okay, yep. Yeah. So the Navy... Not Navy.
Sky Blue. Sky Blue.
Sky Blue, okay.
Yeah, with Vic Bitter on them.
So what happened?
They got pummeled. They got belted. They got smashed.
That's not good.
Nothing.
Yeah.
That's about right, too.
That's not good. So who won?
Queensland.
Say it again. Who won?
Queensland.
Lovely place.
Yes.
Good fishing
place
there.
To visit.
Nice and warm now. Actually, this is a
good
time. I
cannot believe it. It was such a boring game. Charlie, don't get me started on the State of Origin.
I thought that it was technically superior than any other game had been played. That's what they said.
I reckon it is the best players in the league who get selected. And they are genuinely all superstars, apart from a few of them who I reckon I sometimes ask myself, how the hell did they get picked? But they do. And I have to say it was quite a boring game yesterday.
Oh, well, I have a solution, actually.
What?
Get you to go out there. I mean, you'd nail them all. You'd just run through them. Yeah, no problem. You'd do the coat hanger. You know the coat hanger?
Yes, boop, 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 boop. Yes. You know I used to play, don't you?
I know.
You?
Here we go.
I'm not going
to go. Shouldn't have said anything.
I'm not going on about it.
No, tell us. Come on. You used to play. Where'd you play?
South Sydney.
South Sydney.
The Bunny Rabbits.
Okay. And they were blue too? Or?
No, they were red and green.
Okay. Fair enough.
Back in my day.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Now, we'll get into some reports later, but I've just got a few things that have been really annoying me this week. And I've just got to bring them up because it's...
Okay.
Just,
so
I don't know what's going on with the word.
Should we name this section Charlie's
Rant? Yeah, it's my grind. It's the same as a few people, they grind, you know, grind things.
But all right. So Charlie's Rant. Have we got a sound for Charlie's Rant?
We'll make a sting for it, I think.
Make a sting, okay.
First thing, the gorilla.
Yes.
Now, we all love animals.
We do.
And you know me with animals.
Absolutely.
But surely, you've got to put faith into the people that run the place, you know, and it's just been hammered and hammered and hammered. They shouldn't have shot it. What are you supposed to do, Dean? What do you think?
Chuck, I have to say, I didn't know which way to go on this one. You know, it's easy for us to sit here and say, well, the mother should have taken more care of the child, not the child falling in the cage. And the mother's come out the next day and said, it's easy for you people to judge, but I do take good care of my child. So that tells me that this mother genuinely does care about her child and genuinely does care what's happened, right? Then I look at the footage. There was plenty of footage on Facebook.
Stacks.
About what this silverback was doing to this young child. And it was dragging it, like ragdolling this child around the moat there. And I reckon it was only a matter of time before they were pulling a dead body out of the enclosure. So what do you do? I'm not gonna give my opinion on this because you're damned if you do or you're damned if you don't on this.
I think
right?
You should, because I am. They did the right thing. I mean, they should know. They should know. They're in charge of that animal.
Yep.
I don't think they wanted to kill it. They would love it more than anyone else, right?
They did say, Charlie, if they shot tranquilizers into it, they would have irritated the animal. Mm. And if they irritate the animal, then what happens? You know, I saw posts on Facebook, people were saying, oh, the silverback looked like it was protecting the child. Then there was another quite an extensive post off a professional who has spent the last 19 years of her life with silverbacks. And she said, make no mistakes, that gorilla was not protecting that child. That gorilla was getting comfortable enough to do what it was going to do to that child. It was only a matter of time before
So look, I mean, just don't judge because, like I said, the people the people running the place. Mm. It's, you know, we got to have faith in their
mate.
You know, because we're talking about kid here,
mm.
a kid, someone's yep. kid. Yep. So just imagine if it was your kid, right?
I can tell you, mate. My wife is probably one of the. I would say, I give my wife 10 out of 10 as a mother and a protector of children, and. We've had circumstances where Michael, my son, has disappeared on us, and we've gone like
nothing better, nothing worse.
Where's he gone? And I can tell you, my wife never takes her eyes off the kids, yet they still manage to find a way to disappear.
Ashley's done that, you know, down at Eden. So. If you're listening, fella, he's done it a few times to me. All right, now moving on back to Australia. Obviously, we the latest that just happened. The poor. Shark attack, a great white shark attack where it took a leg off a person, off a surfer.
Western Australia.
Now, look, I mean, my opinions are pretty strong on this, and I do believe if a shark kills someone, or, you know, in this case, didn't kill it, but it's still attacked, that it should be put down. Mm. Now, there's a lot
How do you tell it's that shark?
Well, I'll tell you something. The culling I don't believe in. Because they had culling in Western Australia, right? And over the period of the culling, I think it went over for about 4 months. Would that be right? Something like that?
Yep.
They caught a lot of different sharks. They caught tigers, bronzies, hammerheads. They did, you know what? They did not catch one great white shark in that culling.
Yep.
Yesterday, they caught a 4-meter great white at the spot where the attack happened.
Yep.
Jeez, man, it makes you think. It has to, you think. But I think what will happen...
They are known for coming back.
This is the thing what I was going to talk about. They do come back, and also they do come back every year. They have a cycle.
Yep.
It's a tough one. You know me with sharks. Everybody knows me with sharks. I love sharks. Yep. But I do believe once a shark is attacked, you must put that, and this is where it is, that one down.
So you're of the belief that there is such thing as a rogue shark?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Okay. It's proven. You watch things like Shark Week and all that, they do come back. They do come back to that spot every year.
Mm.
So because of that, that's why I say they put it down. It's sad, but I just
Did
get upset.
Did they find a body part in it?
I think we'll find pretty soon they will. Mm. I think we'll find pretty soon they will. So, okay. But there you go. That's my grind.
Mm.
It's one of those things where there's a lot of people have different opinions, which is fantastic.
Yep.
But for me... nothing beats life as in human beings.
You
know, they say you shouldn't go in the water, or that's rubbish. You know, if a dog bites something or a person, what happens to that dog, Dean?
Yeah, gets put down.
Exactly.
Mm. I have to say, and we have to make it clear to all our listeners too, that this is our opinion.
That's correct.
You know, just
Absolutely.
Our opinion.
Absolutely.
So,
Absolutely.
It is sad, but it's a part of life. So
yeah. Oh, lovely, lovely balmy night outside.
It is.
That balmy, but calm.
Balmy, yeah.
Now, some bloke, normally he's on blue water.
Yeah.
He's on brown water today.
I don't know. I kind of saw the photos.
They look nice.
It's a little bit nicer than brown.
But it's brown water.
Looks beautiful, serene, and it's somewhere that I'd like to be right now.
You there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know about being on brown water at the moment, because right at the moment we're sitting on the edge of a bank with a big bonfire going. We've got a beautiful pasta sauce going on.
Oh,
beautiful pasta sauce.
Starline, house boat hire. And I'm very lucky, boys, because I've actually got a beautiful lady standing next to me. Her name's Lynn Marie, and she's the owner of Starline Houseboats, and she's part of the reason why this has all happened up here at Lake Eildon. This part of the week.
Okay, and of course, on the phone, we've got our good mate, Theo Razakis. So, Theo, what are you doing up there, bud?
Well, we've, River to Reef's all about doing river and reef, and we haven't really done a lot of river. There's been a lot more reef, and as Charlie said in the intro, a bit more blue water, for a lot more blue water. So, you know, as you know, boys, I really love this kind of lifestyle. I love getting away from it all. And the blue water stuff, I leave it up to the bigger boys in the game. I'm just sort of, you know, I just like to take a little bit different direction and you know, get in amongst the tranquil sort of, like estuaries and lakes and rivers and stuff like that, and just do a bit more of the bread and butter fishing, which I'm finding that I'm, you know, it's helping me connect a little bit more with a lot of the customer and clientele base of MY Marine.
Fantastic.
And so this was a great opportunity. We got contacted by Starline, or the crew of Starline Boat Hire, Houseboat Hire, which are up here in Lake Eildon, and they just suggested that they were keen sort of watchers of Riveter Reef over the past few years and noticed that we haven't done a great deal of inland stuff and suggested that we come up and do a segment with them.
Awesome.
So whereabouts exactly are you, buddy? Where are you?
We're in Lake Eildon, and at the moment we're in a beautiful little cove opposite the Lake Eildon Harbour. Mm-hmm. And you know what, guys? It's about time that you started to hear, you know, a nicer voice than mine. So how about I put on Lynn Marie and she could tell you more about Starline and about the area of Lake Eildon. Are you
Fantastic.
Guys happy to do that?
Yeah, let's go.
I'll put her on and introduce Lynn Marie.
Thanks, Theo. Hi, guys.
Hi, Lynn Marie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good.
Is he, we've got to ask, we've got to get this out the way. Is he behaving himself?
Well, he's behaving himself most of the time, but, you know, keep a close eye on him.
So has he cooked?
But once it's dark, I don't know.
Has he cooked for you yet?
Yeah, he cooked breakfast this morning, and it was absolutely beautiful. It was the best eggs and bacon ever.
And
I really mean that. It really was.
Did he use this line on you? Hey, have you finished with that yet?
Yes, he did.
He did?
Yep, and I wasn't.
And did he still hook into it?
Yep. He ate the last little tomato on my plate before I'd even decided.
Tomatoes, you're right. That's what he hooks into, the tomatoes.
Yeah, so hopefully he's going to say the same thing after he's eaten.
Fantastic. So Lynn Marie, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Well, I bought the boat hire business about nearly 3 years ago, and it was a bit run down, so we had a plan to pretty much every cent that came in would go back in the boat, but we wanted to keep the price right down.
Yep.
So we want to sort of stay under the radar and, you know, be able to offer it to all families, not just the rich and famous. You know, it used to be pretty expensive to come up here, so we're trying to keep it low-key with that, but continue to keep renovating our boats and putting extra bits and pieces on. We've put ducted heating on now, so we're loving that at the moment. Chilly at night.
Awesome.
So we're having a great old time, and I just love it when families come up, and I get the message at the end, had the best time. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah, and I love it. I'm happy with that.
So you've got just the one boat, or
we've got
a flip?
Three.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got three different sizes. One's 4 to 6 berths, which is fantastic for couples or a young family, you know, with one or two littlies.
Yep.
And then we've got a middle one that's actually 6 to 8 berths, but it's actually currently out of the water and we're putting a top story on.
Yep.
So that'll be great. That'll be ready hopefully by November, December.
Yeah.
And then we've got the one we're on now, which is a 10 berth, and that's Princess. So there's Jetta, Gypsy, and this one's Princess.
Yeah. Okay. Lovely.
So it's lovely and it's a beautiful flat night tonight. Guys are all around a big bonfire we've got going and got a few drinks happening.
If Bear's there, it'll be a few drinks for sure.
Bear's here. He's got the rod in,
Now tell me, how do they get in touch with you how does someone book one of these vessels if they want?
Yeah, well, the business is called Starline Houseboat Hire, and we do have a website, www.eildonhouseboats.com.au.
Yep.
Or you can just Google like Starline Houseboat Hire and it will come up.
Yep.
And then on the website, there's a spot where you can email me and leave a comment so you can ask which boat. If you go on a website, the prices are there.
Yep.
But we're currently right smack in the middle of designing a new one. So it's not completed, but the information's there.
Yeah.
Within 2 weeks, all the new photos will be up of the renovated boat.
Okay. And for the person who doesn't know what to do in Eildon, apart from obviously houseboats are great fun, you know, because you can party on houseboats. And what else is there? What else is there to do on if I turned up with my wife and kids, etc. Why would I be coming to Lake Eildon? What kind of stuff would I be doing on one of your houseboats?
There's a lot of different areas that will suit different people. There's the deer hunters, there's the fishermen, and then there's the family.
Yeah.
So the family can come up, the guys can go fishing, and the women, they can take a walk, a beautiful nature walk.
Yeah.
With a beautiful walk around the pondage.
Yeah.
There's the most magnificent waterfalls that not even half the locals know are around. It's seriously like Niagara Falls. It's absolutely beautiful. That's about 10 minutes away in the car.
Yeah.
There's a day spa up not far from here, so the women want to pop down and get a bit of pampering.
Fantastic.
But my favourite thing to do on the boat is completely chill out. And when my kids were younger and I had my own boat, we would just do family bonding. You know, nowadays, the kids are on their phones, on their computers, we all are. And no one really talks. Well, up here, we do have a TV and DVD, but there's no reception. Oh, hang on. I hope that's not my pastor saw.
What's Theo doing there?
That's hilarious. Though the smoke thing went off because of the fire. The smoke must
have come in. Oh, how funny.
That'd be Theo. It'd be Theo.
So, you know, there's but yeah, that's so going back to that, with the children, you actually play board games and you just get to know your kids again.
Yeah.
And you just really interact with them and get them to realise that there is nature out there and there is, you know, let's light a fire. Kids go look for the sticks.
Yeah.
And they just get into it. They don't even think about the TV or their phone.
So,
and everybody, when they come back, they're all smiling and arms around each other. They've bonded.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. So what are you having for dinner tonight?
So just hang on before we go to that. Mm-hmm. So back to, you know, it's funny you should say that. The theme of the boat show is life is better
with a boat.
With a boat.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you've just, without us even asking you the question, you've just told everyone what a boat does to a family.
Yeah,
it's amazing,
sure.
Yeah.
It really does. And, you know, my kids have grown up on the lake and they have skied and wakeboarded and it sort of, it keeps them away from, you know, all the dangers that are out there.
Amazing, yeah.
They all wakeboard and they socialise together. They don't even know each other, but they're, hi, you know, and then they end up skiing together. And it's a really great place to bring teenagers that normally, you know, don't even speak.
Yeah, fantastic.
Bring them up. Bring them up with their friends and they can't get into any trouble. They're just enjoying being a kid again. It's awesome.
Sounds fantastic. Now, is Theo cooking for you tonight?
No, I am. I'm doing, because he's Greek, I'm doing the real Greek-y pasta. So it's spare rib.
He's pretty fussy.
And meatballs. I know. He's, you know what? He even tried it and went,
yes. A lot of people get nervous cooking for him.
Just tell him to be careful of the crocodiles. He won't know.
Be careful of the crocodiles, basically.
Yeah, he won't know. He'll believe you.
Fantastic.
How are you guys going? All good?
Yeah.
Everything happening out there?
With us?
In Radio Land?
We're always good here. It's nice and beautiful weather. Mm. Beautiful weather.
So once more, we're going to have to wrap this up. So once more, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you?
Okay, well, I'll give you the phone number for Eildon, for Starline Hospital Hire is 0438 444 478.
Yep.
And that's directly my number.
And your name is?
Lynn Marie.
Yep.
And our website is eildonhouseboat.com.au.
Fantastic. Lynn Marie, been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Sounds like you've got
a
lot of pleasure craft there. Say goodbye to our good old mate Theo.
Hey, guys.
Hey, pal.
Thanks for that, buddy. We've got to wrap and roll and rock and roll.
I have to say, we've got to let you go, but I cannot believe you used the have you finished with that on the tomato. You are a classic, man.
I told them the mushroom story too, bro.
Which one? The mushroom,
story about Port Albert.
Yeah, amazing. You're a classic. Love you, bro. All right, we got to fly.
You got to watch those crocodiles too, mate. All right?
No, mate. There's only one thing you need to watch out in this part of the world this time of the year, and that's the big trouser snake.
Awesome.
All right, let's just go, boys.
See ya.
All right, buddy. Enjoy. Talk to you. All right. See you, mate.
Well, there you go. Theo, he's up to his old tricks.
It sounds like he's having a lot of fun. How good's that?
I've never done it.
Yeah, but, you know,
I've never done it, so I suppose we should.
We should
give it a crack.
We spend like an hour every week, and we used to spend 2 hours every week, and we spend 4 solid days or 5 solid days at the boat show trying to prove to people that life is better with a boat.
Well,
and you get someone like Lynn Marie on the radio for 5 seconds, and you don't even ask her.
I wonder if they're out. Are they at the boat show? Maybe. I forgot to ask.
Don't know. But
we've got our quick break.
Yep.
And come back with Dallas. Now, Dean.
Yes.
We have got the one and only Dallas the Silver from
Very
VR
nice.
Fish. How you go, bearded?
Dal.
Very well, thanks.
Are you trimming your beard?
No, it's pretty long, actually.
Oh, they got to look good for the boat show, mate.
It's this time of year, guys. You know, winter, a bit of growth.
Yeah, but you have a pizza in there and...
keeps the face warm.
You know, all the different bits and pieces from the food, onion. And All right, let's get into it, buddy.
Yeah, that year, Dal, is about the same year I give him every time he goes on one of those little rants of his.
Now, what are we doing? What are we talking about today?
Well, the big news today is the Labor government federally has announced its election statement for recreational fishing.
Yes.
Or a statement. There may be more to come. We don't know. But, yeah, so that's a pretty big deal.
Okay, so they've announced what exactly?
Well, there's a couple of things, and I'll just quickly go through it. So the first thing they've said is that they recognise how important recreational fishing is. You know, 5 million Australians who want to fish every year, and they've made some statements against the super trawler.
Yep.
And they basically said that they're going to prevent the operation of all super trawlers in Australian waters unless a thorough assessment against the most up-to-date science could verify that fishery is not undermining our bait fish stocks and recreational fishing spots.
Yeah, but we've heard that before, haven't we?
Well, it's one of those things, Charlie, that you know, there's a lot of concern about this big boat and what it could do to our tuna fisheries, our shark fisheries and so on. So, you guys can make up your own minds. But, obviously, we see it as a positive.
Because there's nothing there in writing yet?
Yeah, it's in writing.
Good.
It's on the website of Joel Fitzgibbon, the Shadow Minister for Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry. He's also committed to establishing a National Recreational Fishing Council to, I guess, provide a voice nationally on recreational fishing issues.
Yep.
So, so that's good. Well, that's a good announcement, and we'll wait and see what comes out from the coalition.
When did that happen?
Just today.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Announced today in Bateman's Bay, I believe.
In
Bateman's Bay.
In Bateman's Bay. Okay, okay.
That's great.
So you are expecting the coalition to come back with something?
And the lack of control in place to stop these vessels from fishing alongside our sea recreational fishing spot.
Yeah. So Dal, are you expecting the coalition to come back with something? And if you are, what are you expecting?
Yes, we are. We've been working very closely with our state and national colleagues through the Australian Recreational Fishing Foundation, and we've put together a list across, from Tasmania to Northern Territory, from WA to Queensland, put together a list of things that we would like to see the new government take notice of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on the ARF website. Encourage your listeners to go and check it out. But
Which website, mate?
We're certainly expecting a response from the two major parties.
Yep.
A clear statement of what they would do for recreation fishing if they're elected.
Okay, and which website, Dal?
It's on the ARF website. So ARFF, which is the Australian Recreational Fishing Foundation.
Yep.
You Google that. You'll find it, and it's only just been launched.
That's great.
So it's going to be a big issue. You know, obviously, recreational fishing is so important to Australia's way of life and our social well-being and our just the health of the community, really.
Yeah.
So it's good to see that a party has come out with a statement, and we hope we'll get similar recognition and similar policy announcements from the previous government now. It is caretaker mode in Canberra, so basically Parliament's been dissolved and the parties are coming out with their promises. So it's exciting times.
So when do you reckon it will basically stop? Will it be a period of, say, 2 or 3 months where it'll continue, or will it be straight away stopping?
The election announcement?
No, the trawler.
So you have to read what's been committed to today very carefully. I'll just repeat it again. I said that they're committed to preventing the operation of super trawlers in Australian waters unless a thorough assessment and a good look at the most recent and up-to-date science can verify that fishery is not having an adverse impact on our bait fish stocks and on recreational fishing. So,
okay. So at this point
no
in time,
around that.
Yeah.
But
at this point in time, it's just a promise.
It's a promise. Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Yep. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Promise so this is election campaign.
Yeah. Of course.
That's what it is. So
you take that on face value.
Yeah. Of course.
Think it's good. And
of course.
There's more in the ask election policy, which you encourage your listeners to check it out because there's other issues out there.
Yep.
Like marine parks. Yeah. Commonwealth marine parks. There could be a push from some green groups to have more marine parks. I talked last week about the push to ban fishing under the EPBC Act by some green groups. So, better boating infrastructure as well. That's the other issue which we've talked about before.
Mm.
We're trying to make that a national issue because if we can get Commonwealth money matching the state money we've got, well then all of a sudden, you've got a big amount of money to tackle that issue. So
awesome.
Yeah,
it is exciting. We've done a lot of work on it. Yeah, it's good to see. We're getting some recognition from the major parties.
Mm.
Now, boat show coming up 17th to the 20th of June, so it's only another 2 weeks, mate. You've actually got a booth there, a stand?
We do, yes. We're going to be there. Catherine, our new marketing communications officer, will be there. We've got volunteers from game fishing to cod fishers. All the VR Fish members who volunteer their time, we say thank you to them. I'll be on the stand, encourage everyone to go and say hello, and and looking forward to coming up as well on your stand and having a bit of a chat as well, Charlie. It'll be great.
It will be great. It was great last year, and I'm sure it's going to be good this year. Now, one more thing before we go, mate, because we're running short of time. What else have you got?
What else is happening?
Yep, one more thing.
Well, I guess there's plenty going on, but the big thing, we're going to be in Port Fairy next week, developing the young leaders, like I mentioned last week again.
Exciting. Yeah, good.
We'll be there with our colleagues from New South Wales, Tasmania, South Australia, and we've got a dozen budding young recreational fishing advocates, male and female, from all walks of life who want to contribute to recreational fishing. And this five-day course is a training and development type exercise. They'll go out on a charter boat. They'll hear presentations from the best scientists, the best managers. Fisheries will be there from South Australia and Victoria, New South Wales as well. Travis Dowling's giving a talk. So it's really trying to just, like I said last week, just make sure we've got skilled, aware, informed advocates for recreational fishing who can take over, for example, my position in the next few years, making sure we've got a bit of a succession plan.
Awesome.
That is exciting for those kids, I've got to say. They'd be absolutely ecstatic waiting to get out there and catch a tuna or something like that.
Absolutely, then. Yeah, we put out the expressions of interest on social media. We got inundated with calls and submissions. And I've got to say the five candidates from Victoria are all top quality. They're already leaders, I've got to say. They're already leaders in recreational fishing. This is really just another, another sort of journey along that road to becoming a really strong advocate for rec fishing.
Well, mate,
we're excited by it. They're absolutely stoked. I had a call from one of them saying, "Are you serious? Did I really get selected?" She thought that she was, the little guy, Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
We got the golden ticket. That's how happy she was. She couldn't get the smile off her face.
No, that's great, mate. And if you're ever doing anything southern in Port Phillip Bay, Savage Seas is available to you guys, as you know, anytime.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Charlie. And we really appreciate your support and we've talked about this show. I think one of the chaps is from down on the peninsula. He listens to your show and he heard about this program from something I mentioned on your radio show about 2 months ago. So
excellent stuff.
There you go. The message is getting out.
We've got to go, mate. We're really running out of time. We'll talk to you next week.
Good on you guys.
See you later, Del.
Bye.
Chuck,
even though it is only a promise, Even though it is only
When I heard him...
At least they're talking about it.
I've just had enough of these guys, the politicians.
Yeah, but they're talking about
it. Do you know something?
What?
I do not want to vote for anyone. How bad's that? I just can't because they're all gooses. Seriously.
But that's your opinion,
This is my opinion. Yep. All my opinion.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I watched Pauline Hanson the other day on telly and she's starting to make sense. You know,
there you go.
It's just crazy, and you know, to say that it's not right. You should be going for our prime minister. But like I said, I just can't pick it. I can't say that any of them are any decent politicians. That's my opinion. That's just how I feel at the moment.
Yeah,
right.
And I understand that and I accept that. But you know, the fact that they're even talking about it means that. If you get nothing out of it, at least they're not oblivious to what's
going on. I don't know. What do you do? Isn't it just common sense sometimes? Mm. You know, why does it have to be so hard?
I don't know. Maybe we need to get more of these guys out on boats.
Yeah,
and let them see that life really is better with a boat.
You know, the other day,
what?
When I caught that, and I'm going to do my fishing report, I caught that beautiful snapper from 40 metres out in Bass Strait.
Yeah.
I got back and I was cleaning it on the pier.
Yeah.
Bending over in the dirt.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, this is not right.
Yeah.
We should have a cleaning table. Mm. It's not much to ask for.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not.
Now we have got also, I can't believe it, but I've looked at the weather before and actually quite good for Saturday and Sunday, Dean.
Yeah, looking spectacular.
Now, we've got someone on the line who knows exactly where to go, I reckon.
This person's actually going for a crack at... at Apollo Bay, I believe, this weekend. Gwaino, are you on the line?
How you going, guys?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well.
How good's this weather?
Hang on, where are you?
I've just got home.
Nice warm home?
Mm.
Yeah, nice warm home.
Yeah, nice, mate. We're in a nice cold studio.
It's not that bad. You've got a jacket on.
Gwaino, Charlie's in here with his jacket off in his shirt.
It's all right.
Oh, God.
Now, listen.
You know that picture, see?
Now, listen, the weather... Thank God, the weather's turned for us. It's been pretty good. So what do you know, what's been happening?
Oh, obviously there's been the turn off of the barrels has started. It's probably been a little bit late, but there's been good numbers of fish now from Port Mac right through to Apollo Bay. There's actually been a couple of fish caught off Lake's entrance as well, but the main school of fish seem to be now holding in the Victorian southwest, so... It's starting to fire up. There's been bird life, whales, dolphins, all the bait right through to Anglesey, even through to Torquay.
Wow.
So it might happen again this year that the fish push through and come right into Bass Strait, which is
That'd be amazing. So what are you up to this weekend, pal?
I'm heading down for a quick fish on Saturday out of... Apollo Bay, so hopefully we can have a good crack at a barrel.
Yep.
Aaron was down there for the last 2 days. He got a double hook up yesterday, lost one fish after around about 20 minutes. They pulled the hooks
and
landed the second fish at just over 90 kilos.
Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. So Apollo Bay, how far, what depth, do you know, or close in?
They're out under the lighthouse. They're in the trench just behind the lighthouse and Little Reef, so you're talking.
Yep.
Oh, it's still probably around about 18 k's from the ramp.
Yeah.
And they're in that sort of 50 metres of water.
Yeah, yeah.
Great white country.
Yes.
A few there.
I'm glad you put three in the end of that, Charlie.
Yeah.
But yes, definitely down that sort of a way. There's a lot of sharks. I mean, Simon Rinaldi put up some great footage during the week. So he had a white pointer behind their boat while they were out Mako fishing.
I saw that. Where was that? Was that far out or in close?
Off Bridgewater at about 110 metres.
Oh, it's nothing. That's close.
Yeah.
I've always said that's where they'll be because the food's there.
Yeah, definitely. This time of year, you've got the whales, the dolphins, the seals, the tuna. It's prime time for a good feed down that side of the coast.
Yep. Don't get in the water in close. Get out wide. Or don't get in the water at all.
Yeah. But fishing locally has been really good too. Me and my mate Dave, we fished Sunday out off Mount Martha. Got our bag limit of squid with whiting are still going very well.
Yeah.
Aaron bagged out on, I think it was Monday, in 40 minutes for 60 fish. So,
jeez.
That's really good fishing.
We're thinking of having a crack at them on Saturday, Dino, yeah? Mm, so hopefully the weather looks great. So we'll get into them in the afternoon, I think.
Yeah, you should go well. I think they're going on both tides from what Aaron tells me. So just fishing the edges of the bank. The natural fish have moved over to the west side of the island now.
Okay.
And it won't be long till St. Leonard's and even Swan Bay fires up, I think.
That'd be good. That'd be good. Nice clear water there, that's for sure.
And protected from these westerlies and northwesterlies, which will be our predominant winds for the next month or two.
Well, please, not yet. I'm enjoying these calm weather. It's, you know, beautiful weather yesterday, nice today, and like I said, Saturday and Sunday, pretty good down there. Apollo Bay, there's not much swell, is there, at the moment?
No swell at all.
Good stuff.
It'd actually be good if we do get some sort of southwesterly blow just to push these fish a bit further into Bass Strait. But we'll see what happens.
So from Apollo Bay, Portland, and also Port Mac, obviously, you know, if you're going to go away, say, for a week, a lot of guys do that. They take a week off and they go away with their mates in the boat. Where do you reckon the best place is to be based?
Depends what you want to chase. Like, a good mate of mine, Dan Mackerel, one of the pro staffers in Frogley, he lives in Colac. He fished yesterday out behind the island at Billy Percy, so out of Port Ferry. He was fishing surface lures, like mega bass, oid boys and flappers, and stick baiting. He sent me a video last night. He'd cast the lure out with no hooks on it, cast it out 40 metres, wind it back in across the surface, and he'd have an excess of, you know, five or six fish trying to take that lure in one go. So there's a lot of school fish out there, but they're good-sized school fish. For some reason, Port Ferry holds that better class of fish. They're up to about 20, 22 kilos.
Right.
Out of wide of Bridgewater, about 120 metres of water, so 70 to 120 out of Bridgewater, which is Portland, those fish, there's in excess of, you know, thousands of fish, but there are sort of that 9 to 12 with the odd 15 kilo.
Mm-hmm.
If you get in a little bit shallower, and sort of that 70 to 50 metres, you've got a good chance of a barrel. There's a few barrels coming out of Bridgewater. Port Mac, the barrels are in close to 30 metres of water. So it's just about where you want to go and what you want to target.
Sounds like fun. Good fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like real good fun. Bait-wise, what sort of bait is there? Red Rockets? Or?
So Red Rockets and Yakkers are what's been off Apollo.
Yeah.
The fish at Port Ferry in close are feeding on white bait. Generally, when they're like that, the fish are very finicky and you have to use really small lures. Once you get out a little bit wider and it's all that 80 metres of water, they're on krill.
Yeah, right.
And actually go around the edges of the krill schools, there'll be bait fish feeding on that, bigger bait fish feeding on the krill.
Yeah.
And that's where the Scotty Grey and all that have been fishing and getting these bigger class of bluefin up to sort of 22 to 25 kilos.
Yeah, and it makes sense.
There's a lot of pilchards down off Bridgewater too, so running light blue lures, 6-inch sort of patterns, sizes, that's where they get those fish down there.
Fantastic, mate.
All right, mate, we got to go. We'll try to get onto Lee. Now, when you're going away this weekend, is that right, on Saturday?
Yep, all go right, away this weekend.
We'll give you a call next week and you can fill us in how you
went. No, we won't. You'll come in next week.
Oh, yeah, come in.
Next week.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, cool.
What about that?
Hopefully with some smoked tuna.
Beautiful. Look forward to it. Have a taste.
He did say tuna, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right, that's all right. That's fair.
Excellent. Good luck, Wayne.
All right, mate. Have a good one.
Cheers, boys.
Stay safe, mate, buddy. Stay safe. See ya.
Well, there you go.
Mate, it's all happening down there, so we'll have to get down there.
Yeah, so, mate, the guys are magnificent blue water fishermen.
We'll have to
seriously.
Get down there. I want to go with you to Port Mac, I think.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're older now. We don't want to be travelling too far.
Yeah.
Port Mac's so close to get to your fish, you know.
So, mate, we're on the final stretch. You've got one more regular to talk to before we go into our report for the weekend predictions for the weekend
let's quickly get on to him.
Let's get on to him because without this guy, we can't get what we want. So on the line, we have Tommy, Big Fish Fish Market. You there, buddy?
I'm here. Good Good evening.
Have you had your shower?
I haven't had a shower. I've just got home.
Oh, you stink, mate. Fish, you know, it's putrid.
I know, it's bad, but hey, we live with it.
The job.
It's living the dream, Tom.
Fishmonger.
Don't listen to him. Because...
don't stand next to a fishmonger.
Hey, best thing about it, you always get your own seat on the bus, mate.
Yeah, just good. Now, come on, we're running out of time. Let's get into it. What have you got in the shop?
All right, I've got something special at the moment. We've managed to get ourselves some beautiful big raw king prawns down from up in Queensland, and we're peeling them ourselves at the shop.
Yep.
So these prawn cutlets already peeled, ready to go. I'm about to throw some in the wok with a bit of garlic and a bit of cream, cook up garlic prawns for the crew here.
Yeah, cut it out, will you, Tommy? Seriously.
Thanks, Tom.
We didn't ring you for that.
You've got to get in and have a crack at these because they're sensational.
Oh,
they're,
I reckon
they're
I'll
really,
be
in. Really, really something special.
Yeah, all right. Well, I reckon we'll be in for a crack at those. So, mate, just quickly, have you had any talk on what's going on fishing-wise around the traps?
I've got a pretty solid rumour about some Port Phillip Bay winter snapper.
Yeah.
Down just on the northern side of the Mount Martha Point there.
Yeah.
In about 19.5 metres.
Yeah, okay.
I know a couple of people that did pretty well during the week on some good sort of 3 to 5 kilo fish.
Awesome.
Have they been getting them like first morning, not afternoons?
Afternoons.
Huh?
Afternoons, yep.
You're joking.
Yep, couple of different crews that went out and got a pretty decent bag between them each. So that's
good. That's good
going. Time of
year. It is, mate. It is.
Do you know what they've been getting them on?
Oh, come on, leave them alone. It's just
they actually got a couple on silver whiting. Have been going really well on them. Mm. One guy reported that he had a hit on pilchard and a hit on the mackerel. So it's a bit mixed, but yeah, the silvers seem to be the way to go. They're a bit tougher and you can avoid the pinkies with them. Yeah.
And Dean wants to know the actual GPS mark.
138.
There you go. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it, mate. I wouldn't say it because there'll be 100 boats out there tomorrow.
Tommy, you're laughing. I'm serious.
You got my number. Shoot me a message later.
All right. Now, so that's fishing. So food-wise, let's get back to the food-wise. What else have you got besides the prawns?
Yeah, back to the food-wise stuff. Still some beautiful fish coming in from along the coast, along New South Wales and Victoria there. Nice flathead coming through at the moment. I've got some nice harpooka coming through, beautiful fresh gummy shark, and the good old barramundi from up in Humpty Doo. It just seems that people are just loving it. We're getting a load of that down a couple of times a week, and it just seems to be flying out the door.
We're going there in Darwin, isn't it? We're going to that place with the Australian Seafood Show very soon, and I'm told that I'll be blown away with what I film.
Well, the product that they do is just phenomenal. Everyone reckons it's the next best thing that you can get from an actual wild caught barra. And for them to be able to farm that and produce that sort of taste, that's a really, really top effort from those guys.
Yeah, awesome. So I can't wait for that one. It's going to be, at least it will be warm up there too, Dean.
Very good, yeah.
All right, mate, we actually have to go because we've only got 5 minutes to go.
You've got pippies, haven't you?
Got pippies, got mussels, got a good range of fresh baits for...
I'll be there.
Whiting, snapper and shark fishing this weekend.
Dean will be coming in tomorrow to get some pippies for our whiting hunt
excursion
on Saturday.
Yeah.
So
no worries at all.
And if you want to give him some ones that I can eat, that'd be nice too.
Yeah, the ones he sells. They're all eating quality, aren't they, Tom?
Well, the pippies, look, they're not because they're not purged. So they've still got a bit of
purge.
In them, that's the only difference.
Okay. Purging, you know what purging is?
No.
I'll fill you in later because we're running out of time. Thanks for that, buddy.
All right, buddy.
No worries, guys. You have a great evening.
Talk to you.
Well, purging quickly is, you know, snails, when we eat snails,
yep.
They actually put them in a cage and then they get all the rubbish out of the actual snails.
Yeah.
They leave them in there for about a week.
Yeah.
And then they're okay to eat. I'm talking about land ones, not the sea ones, right? Yep. Purging is the same thing with pippies. You leave them in the salt water.
Yeah.
And they get all the sand and rubbish out of there. System.
They do it themselves.
Yeah.
So they purge themselves.
And that's exactly what it is. And the ones that you get that you eat for human consumption has been purged. And if they haven't been purged, like you said, you'll get crook.
Yeah. Okay.
So I love eating them though, mate.
They're beautiful.
I love eating them. Okay, quickly now. A
couple of minutes left.
Where did you go on Saturday? You said you had
went for a fish last Saturday. We went out to Coronella actually. Got a little bit of a break in the weather. Saturday night, it was Saturday night or Friday night, Friday night it might have been. We went out and winds were down. We went out and had a crack, got a couple of gummies, just on size, put them back in. Got a little pinky. Mate, I can tell you there was thousands of fish around. Thousands. Marks like you wouldn't believe. Like, I've got to tell you, I marked that many spots because we went there right on slack tide and we sounded round for a whole hour just looking. And, mate, I've marked that many spots at Coronella now. Fantastic. That I want to go on trial and they're red hot.
So I reckon August will fire right up.
Yep, you bet.
Yeah. All right, mate. Well, yesterday we got up at 7 o'clock, so it wasn't too early. We went to Rye, got our bags of squid really, really easy.
Yep.
From there, straight out through the heads. It was basically high tide, so it was just smooth sailing through there. Went off the bluff between the bluff and Torquay in 39 to 40 metres of water.
Yep.
Dropped the pick, put a whole squid out, and I mean a whole squid out. 10 minutes later, kaboom, rod buckles over. It was a nice red, around 4 kilos. But as I was saying to you, it fought so hard.
Yep.
You know, you're bringing it up from 40 metres. It's a different fight. It's more doggins.
Yep.
They really move their head from side to side. Yep. Then, you know, we got our usual, you know, wrasses and perches and all that. And then probably about an hour later, Jay got a nice scummy shark around 6 kilos.
Fantastic.
All filmed. Nice little segment for the show.
Yep.
Back home. Within, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, washed the boat, sitting down relaxed. I love it. I love this time of year. This is the weather that we're supposed to have in May.
Yep.
So maybe it's late.
Better late than never.
Yeah, look, I don't care.
Better late than never.
We're going to continue on after the boat show to fish the waters locally. That's what it's all about, buddy. All right. Well,
another show done.
Done.
We'll be back again next week for more.
Absolutely. Bayside Adventures.
Bayside Adventures.